Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. Sitting next to me is Henry Farag, who will be talking at length about his show, his musical show, The Signal, that we've talked about a lot on this show, but I thought it would be a good idea because I think Henry is one of the great people in music, for him to meet two other great people in music, Bradley Parker Sparrow and his lovely wife, Joni Pilato. These two, well, hey, Sparrow, how are you? Who's on? Joni?
Joni and Sparrow.
Joni and
both.
Sparrow.
Wow, you have two phones? That's unbelievable, you guys.
We actually have two landlines, but don't tell anybody.
Well, I was just, you don't know Henry, but Henry, say hello to
Hello, just, how are you doing? And I give you a lot of credit for even being in the record business.
Yeah, it's a rough business.
Hey, let's talk first, before we talk about George Flynn's new CD, and I'm going to play a couple cuts from it, Poetry and Music. This is a bold, fascinating album, as I call it. There's a CD release party from 3 to 5, August 7th at the Green Mill. Talk to me, you two, about the history of your recording company and the how many albums is it now?
Sparrow.
145.
Wow.
How have you been able to do that, Sparrow? First of all, you've given voice and given the opportunity for a number of great Chicago performers to have their work immortalized. And given the nature of the recording business, and it might never have been, you feel almost like kind of Alan Lomax or something of preserving this kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because in the old days, you'd go to the record store, you buy an LP, you'd have the graphics, you'd take off the shrink wrap, you would pay your $7, and you would stack it in your milk crate. But now everything's different. Everything's in the clouds. So it's really hard to have the graphics and the record together. But we always grew up doing records.
Yeah.
And also, I think that our audience, if you will, for jazz and the kind of classical music we're doing with contemporary classical music, people want the whole album. They don't want one cut. You know, they don't want to download one cut and listen to it, one track. And I think that's very important. I still want to play the whole record, don't you?
Well,
when it's an artist you really like.
Well, but I think, but don't you think, and Henry, you too, that when an artist creates an album, they're not just arbitrarily tossing one song after another song. They're creating a narrative that should have some meaning, right?
I think so. I mean, it's not like hit after hit when you're doing creative music or something more creative. We just recently got Paul Simon's new record, and it's a really nice record. He sounded a lot better than he did at the convention.
It sounded like me. That sounded like me singing.
I know.
You had a bad day.
It was. See, this is the beauty of the recording studio, though. You can do take after take. You can fix things. You know, there are no rules when you enter the studio. But then, of course, there are some live recordings, like George, one of his pieces on this CD was recorded live.
But
the Ginsberg piece. Yeah,
this one is fascinating. It is called Poetry and Music, and there's one portion of it is Chicago poets sing 9 musical settings of text by Chicago poets for a soprano and piano. And let's play one of them. I fell in love with, in some ways, it shocked me. I thought, wow, I've never heard anything like this. Have you two?
Well, we've known George Flynn a while, so yeah, we've heard a lot of his music. Which one spoke to you, Rick?
Well, the Ginsburg stuff spoke to me, and if I had a 5-hour radio show, I'd play the whole thing. The Ginsburg stuff, which is the second half, it's the American Howl Quartet. But the ones that spoke to me most potently of the Chicago Poets Sing portion were three cuts. I mean, we can play them all during the show. One was To Myself, Modigliani's Thought, and Twilight Time.
Wow.
Do I have bad taste or good
taste?
No,
actually, I was going to suggest that the first two for you to play, so that's
great. Why don't we listen? I'm on the telephone with my dear old friends, Bradley Parker Sparrow. He and I have actually collaborated. He was crazy enough to have me do like a voiceover for a stunning film musical thing that he did about Cabrini-Green, and Joni Pilato has given me more joy in nightclubs, mostly when I used to go to nightclubs. Henry Ferrig is on now. And Henry, get in the conversation.
Well,
you can ask these guys anything.
First of all,
I can't wait to meet you, Henry.
I'm not kidding. This is why I'm doing this. I thought you guys, you're kindred spirits.
You're after my own heart because though I came up initially with 45s, once albums hit the market, I mean, that was everything because it was a movie. It was a radio show. It was a newspaper. It was everything all in one package. And I devoured the thing. And so did everybody I know. So I certainly give you a lot of credit for
keeping that alive. You know, you guys, the whole, I guess you still call these liner, what do you call these? They're like liner notes or the little package? Or,
well, that to me looks like a book.
Yeah.
They are liner notes.
What do you, Sparrow and Joni, what do you call?
It's the booklet.
The booklet. I'm going to, while Henry listens to this and the audience listens to a cut from George Flynn's new CD called Poetry and Music, and there's a CD release party at the Green Mill. But I want you, you can get all the information about that by going to chicagosound.com. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is a cut from George Flynn's new CD. Pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing stuff.
Is it an exaggeration to say, well, it isn't because I'm saying it. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
That's great. That's good, Henry. Yes. I think that's great. Yes. I think that's great. How did this, Bradley Parker Sparrow and Joni Pilato, how did this George Flynn CD Poetry and Music come to be? And what is the name, I've forgotten it, of that beautiful soprano voice?
Oh, that's Lila Bowie. Yes, and George says that these are dramatic duos for voice and piano in virtuoso performances. Well, I would have to agree.
You know, Rick, you have to remember that George Flynn is a gunslinger as a piano player.
No question. Tell
He's
people
a
more.
Piano player, I mean, and a composer.
You've recorded a dozen of his albums. Sparrow, how many?
11.
11.
Number 11. Yeah.
He is like. I mean, he's going to be 80 next year.
Wow.
And he is a gunslinger. He's like Willie Pickens is going to be 83.
Now,
actually, at the Green Mill, they're going to do four-handed piano together.
Oh, how exciting. That party at the Green Mill is from 3 to 5, August 7th. Go to chicagosound.com. We're talking on the phone with Bradley Parker Sparrow, who I always call Sparrow, and Joni Pilato, who I always call Joni. Not only two of the grand talents in this town, but also two of the nicest people. You've nurtured so many artists, and sort of in many ways, I think some of the older artists you've recorded, you help keep them alive, and you gave them a certain immortality too in simply having them in your studio and putting their music on discs.
Thanks, Rick.
I know that.
Thank you, but we're the ones that get the benefit.
I know.
But I could also say, as a producer, just looking at the booklet and listening to the music, I can, and anybody can tell. But it's gratifying to see care taken.
That's the word.
In production.
That's the word.
Yes.
That's the word. We got to take a little break, you guys, and we'll come back and talk some more about.
Rick.
No, you stay on. Where are you going? Don't go anywhere. Don't you guys go anywhere. Whatever you're doing, lie down or have a glass of water. We'll take a short little break, and we'll be back with get some water. Bradley Parker Sparrow and Joni Pilato will be right back. Yeah, Henry and I were just talking here. I'm going to connect Bradley Parker Sparrow and his wife Joni Pilato with Henry Farag via email because Henry's got a show coming up, his show, The Signal, which I think could go to Broadway at the Acorn Theater on the 21st. Okay. And you two guys, I've wangled you free tickets, so you can deal with that
there you
when
go.
You're...
But yeah. I was telling Rick that...
Because I can't believe you guys have never met, but it just shows that not all great Chicago people meet each other. But you think you may have seen Joni?
I think so. Whether it was Andy's, whether it was Byfield's, whether it was...
Oh, wow. Somewhere along the way.
I'm sure. And I was telling Rick that when it is new and interesting and groundbreaking, it's always, almost always anyway, comes from small independence. And you're showing that.
Well, maybe it's because you guys can take the risk. But this CD is... It is, like as Henry said, it's like unlike anything he has heard, and I find it haunting.
Well, let me make a couple of points. First of all, the track that you played, the cut we heard, was called To Myself. The text was by Chicago writer Art Lang, and he's going to be at the Green Mill also on the 7th. He teaches poetry and criticism at Columbia College.
Wow.
He writes like reviews and essays about music, and we've been friends for years, and of course he and George go way back. And also I'd like to mention that Henry mentioned the care that he could see in the package and the recording and everything.
Right.
Well, you know, we've got a good team. We've got a really good team. And some of these people you know, Rick, like from way back, our logo was designed by our friend Rick Tuttle.
Rick Tuttle. Oh,
sure Henry knows
of
Rick.
Three Oaks, Michigan. Yeah.
There you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Our Southport Records logo was designed by Rick. The graphic designer on this is Al Brantner. He does all of our CDs, and he's just an excellent designer. He takes such care in everything that, you know, every word, everything is so beautiful.
Well, you know, somebody once said that production is simply a matter of taste, and I agree. And you can tell it here, and you can tell it instantly. It's the taste and care, they come across instantly.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes you two Chicago treasures. Let me ask you then, did George Flynn select the poems, or was this a kind of collaborative effort?
I think George decided on the poets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his one poetry and vision, and he selected the poets and did his thing. You know what's really funny about the whole thing?
What?
In the old days, there was a guy named Lenny Tristano, the piano player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was produced by that Turkish guy. The guys that founded Atlantic Records.
Ahmet Ertegun.
Yeah. Ahmet Ertegun.
And George's
that
first
Turkish guy.
Was on that George's first record was on that label.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, he has so much jazz in him.
Yep.
If you could hear him, if you could see him perform and play, I've never seen a pianist play with such intensity and focus as George Flynn. It's really a sight to behold.
Well, that's something coming from you, Joni, because you and Sparrow have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of performers. That must be really, really something. Is he happy? He must be thrilled with this CD.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, I just think that the through the years, for George and for Sparrow and I, these CDs are like our legacy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And George beat Bobby Lewis. Bobby Lewis has got 10 CDs on our label. And George has got 11.
See, one of the things I had, Bobby was on the show not mm-hmm. long ago talking. Bobby and I are old friends, mm-hmm. and he's 80 now or 81 or something.
Right. Something like
that. His youthfulness and his philosophy and his outlook on life, it is almost enough to try to tell people that everybody in the world should be a jazz performer and you'd be a lot better off, because he's still exploring his own creativity. And Henry, you must explore your own musicality too. Don't you all?
Well, everybody who cares about it does. And
yeah.
Jazz musicians in particular, I mean, they just do not have bounds, and they're not as married to commercialism, which allows them to expand.
Amen.
Interesting. Amen is right. Let's hear one more cut. Do you want to hear, if it's okay with you guys, what about Modigliani's Thought? Is that a good one?
Oh, yes, that's by Kathleen Lombardo. Kathleen was a wonderful poet, playwright. She passed away in 2013.
Mm.
Just a beautiful person. She's was the wife of composer Bob Lombardo.
Oh, sure.
So that's a great choice.
Okay, Aubrey Mompower, could we play cut 5 from George Flynn's new CD, Poetry and Music? I will use the word again, haunting. There is this CD, and we haven't even gotten to the portion of the CD that deals with Allen Ginsberg's most famous poem, Howl. You guys have to be, Bradley Parker, Sparrow, and Joni Paletto, particularly, I know you're proud of every one of your CDs and of every one of the people who records on the label, you got to be particularly proud of this thing, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, George Flynn is really it's our privilege because he's a true American composer. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is coming? What's the future? When are you guys performing again?
Well, we'll be there on August 7th, of course. You know, we'll be playing a couple of tunes. And then after that, we have a gig in New York.
Where?
New York City.
Yay! We're going to the Big Apple.
I hope you guys survive. You know, that's Donald Trump's town. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Sparrow, you better be careful out there. You better be careful.
We're not staying at his hotel. We can't afford it.
We can't afford it, right?
Where are you guys playing in New York?
It's a place in the East Village called Cafe Noctambulo at Pangea. Say that five times.
Well, yeah. Try to find that website.
Pangea is a wonderful Mediterranean restaurant that's been there for years. They have a beautiful music room in the back now, and a Cafe Noctambulo. And our good friend Ralph Lampkin is producing it there. And so we'll be there on September 9th, which happens to be Sparrow's birthday.
Oh, and I'm the 13th. I knew there were more reasons.
I didn't know we were that close.
I'm sure. I don't know anything about astrology or anything, but yes, we're very close in birthdays. And what do you suppose that means, Sparrow? I could not admire you two more, not only for your individual talent, but for your nurturing, fostering, keeping alive some of the great, great talents in this town, this new release, and go to chicagosound.com and you will see the vast array of what Sparrow and Joni have done over the years. I remember when you started Southport. Wow.
You wrote the first article on me, Rick.
I know. Yeah. I said you were a genius and you should marry this guy named Sparrow. I said, marry some guy who was born on September 9th.
And we're still married.
Yeah, I know, and still in love. More to the point, you guys, you're still in love. And I'm glad to introduce you to Henry because...
And I'm glad to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see your show.
Yeah, really? Well, I think that would be August 21st, and you'll hear about it soon. I'll connect you via email on Monday, but I'm glad to have done this, and... you guys carry on. Love you both. George Flynn CD, new CD, Poetry and Music, CD release party 3 to 5, August 7th at the famous, legendary, comfortable Green Mill. Please go to chicagosound.com for all the information, and we will be right back.